East Coast Breakfast.
Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber, Don't Care, 20 to 7 on East Coast Breakfast. Yes, Kai, I did that. Why? Because I was interpreting the song, which is I don't care.
Okay.
So if you don't care,
you literally came with that attitude.
Well, that's what the message of the music was. And that's what music and art does.
Mm-hmm.
It conveys a message to you, makes you feel a certain way, and makes you question what's happening in your head and in your society. Listen, I'm going to give you a warning on this one because we care about you. We do actually care. We're going to be following the conversation about the Richards Bay pupils' artwork. And so, proviso to you right now is that this might not be for sensitive listeners. Joining us right now on the line is Dr. Catherine Arbuckle, a lecturer of creative arts at UKZN. Good morning, Catherine. Good morning, Doctor.
Morning.
Morning, Doc. Morning.
So, let's get straight into it. As a professor of arts, have you seen the artwork, and how would you interpret the artwork of the Grantley Matric pupil, which has caused a massive public outcry?
Well, I have seen it on the social media clip that the pastor shared, and I've read the artist's statement, and it's useful to use those two things, which say vastly different things, to be able to interpret the artwork. I don't find it particularly offensive. I think the key aspect when interpreting things is how you understand the particular symbol. So the pastor didn't understand that the clown was Ronald McDonald, and that there are a whole lot of internationally recognized associations with him as a negative character. You know, ultimately, you know, the artist felt she was critiquing capitalism. And if you recognize Ronald McDonald, then you actually realize, you start to think, what's going on here? What is the artist trying to say? And the viewer actually needs to do some of the work to understand what the artist is trying to say. And they're not pleasant images. They technically fairly competently done.
Yeah.
And it's just a pity that, you know, the Matric artwork actually, you know, it's not intended for this level of public scrutiny. I actually applaud the artist for taking on serious issues. And it's good to have these conversations. But, you know, the artwork themselves, I'm not sure if they're really worth as art, those conversations. But it's really... Actually, the role of art is to challenge us and make us question things.
Sure.
And I would even include the pastor's video and the response to the art.
I've heard people saying that. That kind of wraps up the whole show.
Yes, that is actually, I would say, the art in itself.
Yeah. So from the from the print to the bust through to the performance art, the improvised performance art of the viewer. What a great 360 yes. presentation.
Now, morning, Doc.
Doc,
just quickly, you said personally you don't find the piece offensive. I just want to know. Obviously, there's a statement that has been released now from the pupil. I don't know if you've read the statement.
Yes, I did.
When you first saw the piece of art, and after now you've read the statement, what did you interpret it the same way as he's explained it?
You mean when I first saw it was after statement?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so I haven't seen it very closely. It's just what was in the video and then some not very high-resolution images. You know, I'm very used to seeing young students and people using quite disturbing imagery like skulls and, you know, often things that are not pretty. And so it didn't strike me as anything unusual. I did think it just was... You know, they were quite challenging and harsh images, but with many redeeming and interesting factors. I'm getting off topic. So I think many young artists today do use those images because that's what you get exposed to in popular culture, and it's almost a way of expressing. We live in challenging times that are quite dark in many ways, and it's sort of a way of expressing it that puts it away from real life. But I think that this artist, I could see that she went further, or he, because there's the references to past artworks, well-known classical artworks, which is a common thing that people do, but it's quite acceptable and you know, and then the very specific inclusions of certain characters, you know, I think it's very interesting. And certainly it didn't upset me, but I did feel a bit curious about what they thought they were doing.
Well, I mean, Catherine, with all due respect to you, coming from a educated point of view, and there are people who would stumble across this artwork and many, many pieces of art that are out there without knowing the reference points, without knowing the interpretation of it, not having read up on the narrative of the artwork. To anyone listening right now who's still in that area of, I feel shocked, I feel offended, I feel that this is completely unacceptable, what can we say to these people the next time they approach an artwork like this, or a scenario like this? Because, you know, the alternative is that we censor artists, and nobody wants to live in that world. So how do we communicate to that person who isn't a connoisseur how to approach art?
Sure, I really do understand why it's offensive and why people have got so upset. These kinds of reactions to challenging images are not new. They go back, you know, to the Middle Ages.
Yeah.
And people are, you know, it happens. And especially in the contemporary world now, we're completely surrounded by potentially offensive things.
Yeah.
And so it's very much is one's own perspective and actually how you choose to receive it.
Yeah.
So it is definitely could be offensive to people, but I would just encourage people not to sort of stop and think and say, what is actually going on here?
Think before saying something or reacting or posting on social media.
Absolutely.
I think is my takeaway from this one. Dr. Catherine Arbuckle from the Creative Arts at UKZN. Thank you for chatting to us this morning.
Okay, my pleasure.
It's Whitney Houston and Kygo. Higher Love 708 on East Coast Breakfast on what is turning out to be quite a beautiful Thursday morning, actually, out there. But in here, I'm going to give you a warning. This content that we're going to be talking about right now might not be suitable for sensitive listeners. And there's no way that you could have avoided this story. It has been on every single social media platform. I saw it on three of the major news networks last night. It's a KZN story that everyone is talking about. The young man's art exhibition at Grant Lee School. And so all the angles have been covered. In actual fact, the artist himself has released a statement, a well-written statement.
I was going to say that. I was like, is this like a trick?
And I think all of us now get an understanding of what the artist's intention was. It was to cause shock. It was to snap people out of a sense of apathy and perhaps to have a better understanding. Well, his interpretation of how organized religion has been abducted by institutions and the like. And the merits of it, the subjectivity of the art, that's still open season. But I want to talk about right now is that parent that walked into the installation and took pictures and videos and then posted on social media. Was he right? What he did, was that right? Apparently, I'm finding out, and I don't know if this is true, I'm finding out from social media that apparently there was a warning to the artwork. There was a warning to the exhibition saying the content here is shocking. It is not for sensitive viewers. And please do not videotape and take photos. So that was put up. That in mind, I'd like to say good morning to our social media law expert from Shepston and Wiley, Verlie Oosthuizen. Good morning, Verlie.
Morning.
It's morning,
been a while.
Verlie.
It has been a while.
She said 2 years.
Two years.
No, I was here for 2 years.
Oh, sorry.
The relationship was for 2 years.
So that said, right, it's funny how even after the statement and even after the school statement and even after the expression that the camps out there are still very, very, it's what's happening today. There's two camps out there. There's camps that are still outraged by this and there's camps that understand that, hang on a second, this is justifiable. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about this parent who say let's say that sign was up, don't take pictures and photos, and he took video and posted it on social media. If this kid wanted to go down the legal route, would he win?
I think I don't. Well, we never know if somebody's going to win or lose in a legal route. And that's the caveat that I'll always put up. But I think the fact that there was actually a sign saying don't do it. Mm. There's also copyright issues. I'm not a copyright lawyer, so I don't want to go down that road too far. But the point is, it's the same as going into a movie, for example. You're not supposed to take pictures and put those kind of things up. And this is actually a private institution. Grantley is a private institution. They're entitled to put up those kind of signs and say, we don't want you to take videos. This is a student's or scholar's artwork. Mm. It's not necessarily for social media consumption. Mm. And I don't think that it was right for the parent to do that. I think that they should probably have engaged in a conversation with the artist before deciding to go on social media and allowing it to go viral. Mm. That is his artwork. It was now posted on social media without his consent. I don't think that he would probably want to go down the legal route. I think, as you said earlier when we were discussing it, he's achieved his objective. Mm. It's highly controversial, and he's got his views out there. Mm. I think for a matric student, that's really quite amazing.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was right for the parent to do that in that instance. And we've had these kind of controversies about artworks before. We had it with the spear, that one in the Goodman Gallery, which was defaced, about Jacob Zuma. We had in Labour that movie last year, where there was a huge outcry because of the Xhosa initiation issue.
Mm-hmm.
The whole point of art is to provoke. Mm. It's a subjective view, as you said.
Mm.
And this parent's very, very subjective view has got a huge amount of airtime too, and without consent of the person who had actually done the artwork.
Would you advise people to stop sharing the video?
I don't think that they would legally get into trouble for sharing the video necessarily. But all of these kind of controversial issues, you've got to be very, very careful because it might be in a particular instance that you're sharing a video that everybody's talking about that you're actually not legally entitled to share because it shows somebody, you know, say, for example, if it's revenge porn.
Yeah.
But in this instance, it was a public artwork within a private institution. So it's slightly nuanced because obviously it is, it's a piece of art that he wanted to display.
Mm.
But not necessarily put it online. So we're walking a bit of a fine line there.
So maybe no legal recourse, but it was certainly perhaps within poor taste to post a student's work and then with such a vitriolic opinion about it.
Yes, well, I think that the vitriolic opinion also could be slightly defamatory.
Mm.
And if you decided that you wanted to go down that route, you could. Look, lawyers, we can come up with an argument for anything, essentially. But the point is that
it's all subjective. Law is an art, it's not a science.
Yes, exactly. And the point is it's going to take us 3 years and a huge amount of legal fees to get our answer.
All right. So what can the public learn from this experience? Because there's going to be another one. There will be another artwork out there. And even if you think that, and again, I just want to say this, especially when it comes to the religious artwork,
is
everyone thinks that their individual iconography is protected. It's not. When Shapiro did Ganeshra, everyone got upset. When Charlie Hebdo did the Prophet Muhammad, everybody got upset.
Really
now that
upset.
They've done Christian iconography up in Durban North, everyone's getting upset. How can the public prepare themselves for this in the future?
Well, they need to understand that in terms of artistic creativity, there's a huge amount of protection.
Mm.
And it's probably more than in an instance of somebody just having a social media opinion.
Mm.
People need to start trying to be less sensitive in those kind of instances.
Mm.
But also artists need to understand that there's going to be backlash. They just need to be prepared for that.
Sure.
So they can't get sensitive about the fact that there's going to be backlash.
That people get upset.
So if the student decided that perhaps they wanted to take it further and go the legal route, what is that saying about that, about the artist? They should be standing proud, saying, this is my opinion, this is my subjective view on religion, I've expressed it in art, and that's that.
That's my final word on that.
Yes.
Furley Oosthuizen, social media law expert, thank you.
Thank you so much.